This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
You just pulled a reverse Ben on me.
How so?
You know how I steer the conversation back to sports when you start getting off track?
Yes.
I wanted to talk about the Lakers. You clearly didn't. And you just very gently steered us through somehow Hurts to O.J. Simpson to rage rooms. And I totally lost track of my Lakers conversation. Was talking about how good LeBron and Anthony Davis looked. I was going to hop onto the Houston Rockets then with James Harden and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Didn't get anywhere near the topics that I was going to talk about.
We're not talking about preseason basketball.
You reversed me on that and just took over the conversation.
We are not talking about preseason basketball in here. I refuse.
Good morning, Hammer.
Great morning. What's
your
going
time?
On?
It's all right, Hammer time.
So, probably when I was like 10 years old, when I started like first like really getting into music, I used to always like when I listen, I would put myself in the person like Big Sean's rapping. I would think that I am the guy rapping in front of like my school, and I was putting on a performance. I used to do this all the time. Well, then there's the movie, I guess it just came out this year, called Yesterday.
Yeah.
The guy, like, does basically what I used to do growing up, and he just becomes the Beatles and becomes famous.
Right.
Because the entire rest of the world has forgotten.
They forgot about
it. I wanted to see that, never got around to it.
Same here. I think it's a really good premise, and I've heard good things about it.
It's a great premise. I've done it my whole life. I think it's a genius idea.
So you'd be, like, the only one who remembers Eminem's song.
Because I could only be Eminem. Like, I can't. Steal Lil Wayne's lyrics. Can you imagine this white Jewish kid just being Lil Wayne? And I'd have to go Eminem. Honestly, I'd probably just like get a group of friends and just be Blink-182. That'd be my move. What would be your move?
What band?
Like, if you could steal a talent, no one knows that they ever existed. Michael Jackson, you can get his dance moves. Elvis Presley.
I think I'd steer clear of Michael Jackson, probably.
You get his talents. Hammer. Just his talents.
Still, I'm steering clear of Michael Jackson and his talents.
That's funny because I have another very questionable choice that I'd want his talents.
O.J. Simpson.
No, Tiger Woods. I'd want to have the Tiger Woods golf ability.
Are you doing just music or?
Oh, no, you can do it all.
Anything? Yeah, baseball. Yeah, I'd be a big league baseball. But
yeah.
Derek Jeter.
I want Tiger Woods on and off the field. I don't care what you say, Ben. What that guy did on and off the field is absolutely incredible. If I could live that life.
God, isn't that weird, too? The guy played.
But I don't want to be.
He played lights out when he was
living
that life.
Tiger also has a reputation for being kind of.
A jerk.
Not a good tipper. You know, I want to have the Phil Mickelson personality with the Tiger Woods game.
But wasn't Phil kind of an a-hole, too?
Well, he. Just because he still likes, you know. He likes paying low taxes on making millions.
Yeah.
And is supportive of Dean Spanos still because he's a Chargers fan. That's annoying to people in San Diego. Ultimately, though, the guy is a huge tipper. I mean, he's funny.
Gregarious.
So he's you know, good personality and good family guy. You know, you always wonder what skeletons are in that closet.
Sure.
But at this point, he's been around for 35, 40 years.
Yeah, he's been relatively unscathed.
In the spotlight. Yeah. And, I mean, there's been some, the insider trading.
Yeah.
It's all just making money for Phil, though. But personality-wise, I like Phil's personality.
I like that thing, Hammer, but it's funny because I still will drive home and I'll have a song cranked up and I'll still put myself on stage singing it in front of people.
I switched it up. Now I perform it on the radio. Like, I pretend like I'm in here and this is how I get noticed. That is how I like when I listen to music.
Would it be weird to like want like Meryl Streep's acting ability?
That's weird.
Yeah, I mean,
she's just really good.
She is really good. No, I think that's fine. I think that's fine. When you started to say it, I questioned it, but no, she's a phenomenal actor. What about Denzel? Like, I'd love to have his acting ability, or there's a million of them. But I think, Hammer, this brings up a good bit idea. If you really want to rap on the radio, all you have to do is just say so, and we'll let you flow.
That's not the whole point of this. My whole point was becoming Big Sean, because what Big Sean does is glorious, and if that could be me, I mean, one of a kind.
I do like the idea of stealing somebody's talent and taking it, and you've never heard of them, and you steal their talent.
Bruno Mars always comes to mind.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Did you not see that guy at the halftime show?
I did. It's fine.
That's one of the better Super Bowl halftime
type acts.
Yeah,
he's fine.
He's not just fine.
He's a crowd pleaser.
He is. It's past my generation. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, ooh, what if I could be Jimmy Page? And you have no idea who Jimmy Page is.
I have no idea who Jimmy Page is.
Exactly. All right. If you want to rap, just say it, and I'll let you rap. We'll let you rap. We'll let you come in.
Well, I don't have a freestyle on the top of my head. That's the thing. Like, when I'll be in my car, actually, that's not true.
Do you freestyle?
I freestyle all the time when I'm in my car.
I need a freestyle. I got to have it.
I never write it down, but basically when I hear a beat, I'll kind of like turn down it a little bit so the lyrics don't get in my way.
Okay.
And then I'll go as far as possible.
I have an idea, too.
Fridays at 7:50.
No, that's yours.
No, I can't freestyle.
Can you freestyle if we give a beat?
Yeah, probably real quick. I got something just on the top of my head.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Do we got a beat? Can we get a beat? Is it easy to get a beat? Because I'll wait for this. This is like the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I'll just randomly do it.
Yeah, just randomly. It's called, Ben, do you know what freestyling is?
It's like making up rap right
on the
top
spot.
Of your
and
head,
they used to do it like Biggie and Tupac have one. And
seems like it'd be hard.
That's how Eminem got it big.
That's how
man.
Eminem got it big. Yeah, that's how he hit it big. That if you've never seen 8 Mile, but just off the top of his head, like battling back
that's
and forth.
That's what we're doing, except it doesn't rhyme.
That's
and we're talking about sports.
We are very freestyly. I mean, we
yeah,
are
absolutely.
But it's not. It sounds really cool when put to music. My skin is tingling. I'm waiting for
all
this.
All right, well, we don't have time for it
we
now.
We don't? Right now, we don't?
I don't think so.
How much time
30
do we have?
30 seconds.
30 seconds for the rest of my life?
Yep, there you go.
Go.
I'm sitting here and I'm looking so reckless. I'm number one fan of the Houston Texans. Bought my girl a necklace. It was expensive and oh, man. That's all I got.
That's
right
great.
Now.
That's great.
Good
start.
Dude, I'm not
like
mad at that at all.
Reckless and Texans is great.
That's not that bad.
Wait till we get going.
We got thoughts. Padres down to the final two for their next manager. It's Ben Woods. 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.